This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. In Grand Traverse County, if your dog gets loose and you can't find it, good luck. The county has eliminated the budget for the Animal Control Department. It was part of cuts throughout county government. What it means is there's no one to pick up strays. The Sheriff's Department, to its surprise, is now expected to take care of serious animal issues, according to an article in Pet Friends magazine. Deputies will respond to animal neglect, animal abuse, and barking dog complaints. Your lost dog, though, is not the Sheriff Department's responsibility. Heidi Yates is the executive director of Cherryland Humane Society, and she joins us now. You take in strays that the Animal Control Department used to bring in. Who's doing that from now on?
Actually, we are still housing animals that Good Samaritans bring in, but that is what we're relying on right now. There is no one actively out in the community picking up strays, so we are relying on Good Samaritans that are bringing them in.
How many animals did the Animal Control Department bring in?
We did a comparison from last year at this time to this year, and the numbers are almost in half. Through May of last year, we had 88 dogs brought in, and this year we're at 41.
In the article I mentioned, it quoted Grand Traverse County Administrator as saying on a local radio station that he made the cut because the service was not mandated by state law and there were a lot of county cuts. So now, are stray dogs allowed to just wander around?
Unfortunately, they are, since there's not a governing agency picking them up. So it's a huge void for our community.
So where are people who lost their pet supposed to go now? I mean, what happens now?
We're still encouraging them to contact us to see if the animal has hopefully made it here. Otherwise, we're trying to let them know the different options that they have of putting up flyers, to consistently call us to see if maybe the animals have showed up here, to contact their vet clinics. It's a real struggle.
But as you mentioned at the top, this is Good Samaritans. You're relying on Good Samaritans, people who see a stray puppy or animal and bring it to you. I mean, are you getting the word out to folks, or how are you getting the word out to folks that this is the only option now?
Well, how it's working now, unfortunately, is we're receiving a great deal of frustration via phone calls, people stopping in. They don't understand. Some people didn't even know, still don't know, that animal control has been cut as of January 1st. So it's letting people know on Facebook, our website, and different things like that, so that people know what to do.
That's got to be, I can imagine, the frustration.
It is.
And I'm wondering, why are they only learning about it now? Did this not get a lot of coverage when it happened, or was it lost in all the other cuts of county government as it was being reported?
A combination of both. We were very much surprised when it happened. We did not know it was coming at all. So I think there was a great deal of press about it when it first happened, but some people are returning from, you know, being down in Florida for the winters. We're kind of a resort destination, so some people are just learning about it now.
Sounds like I hear a kitty cat who's lonely in the background there.
I'm sorry.
No, it's perfectly fine, believe me. So I guess I'm wondering how they're reacting to you. Are you getting all of their venting, or are they going to the county administrator and saying, what in the world were you thinking? What's the response of the people? How are they reacting?
Well, first of all, they're shocked, and when we explain to them that there's no one out there, they're very frustrated, and we are telling them to, you know, contact their county commissioner. So I'm not sure if they are doing that or not. So it's something that we hope they are, because their voice needs to be heard, because it's a service that needs to be reinstated.
Tell me a little bit about the Animal Control Department as it was. I understand the budget was something like $200,000, just a little more than $200,000 a year, and just two employees for the whole county.
Yes.
That made that much of a difference?
It did. They were wonderful officers. They handled a lot of the cruelty complaints, dogs running at large. We worked very closely with them, and they were, you know, if we had a stray dog that would come in and we suspected neglect or cruelty, we could contact them and they would go investigate it. And it was just such a wonderful working relationship, and it really helped the animals of our community.
Now, those serious issues like that are now in the hands of the Sheriff's Department. Have you been in communication with the Sheriff's Department? Are you working with them?
When this first happened, we did have a couple meetings with the county administrator and the sheriff's department, and we are working with the sheriff's department, but they are kind of in the same boat as we are. They were surprised, and it's not something that they had planned to take over or could take over. You know, their resources are stretched.
This takes some training. You can't just send
the... Absolutely. Yeah. That's the biggest thing. A lot of people don't know. We've had dogs that were running at large that I've had to send our staff to because there's been officers that have tried to go out, and they said they don't have the equipment to help
capture
bring
them
to
right,
us.
Safely.
So
yeah.
It's very frustrating for them, too.
And do you have people, I mean, can you afford to let staff go do that?
No.
Or are these volunteers who are doing this? How's that
no,
working?
No, and it's not something that we do because it's not something on a regular basis because we are short-staffed as it is. So it's not something, we did that once in an extreme case where it was in the middle of the winter and there were two stray dogs that were starving to death. So we worked with the health department, and they went out, and we were able to, within 24 hours, get both of them. But it was something that was very frustrating to us.
Where do you go from here? What's going to happen now?
I know there is a person that's working on presenting a possible millage to the commissioners, so hopefully that will gain some traction. But they are also looking at hiring a third party to go out and collect, so to speak, the stray animals of our community. And we, as always, will continue to house the animals that are brought to us.
Heidi Yates is the executive director of Cherryland Humane Society. She's been talking with us about the implications of Grand Traverse County's elimination of the Animal Control Department. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
We reached out to the Grand Traverse County Administrator's Office, but did not receive an immediate response.